Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's still a lot of work to do and a looming deadline before education reform, passed in the House and Senate on Beacon Hill, heads to the governor's desk. A conference committee must reconcile the two bills and send a final version to Governor Patrick by next Thursday in order for the state to qualify for millions of dollars in federal education stimulus funding. State Representative Marty Walls of Boston co-chairs the legislature's Joint Committee on Education and is on the team that will hammer out the differences between the two bills. Representative Walls joins us this morning. Good morning, and thank you very much for speaking to us.
Oh, my pleasure, Bob. Good morning.
Let me ask first, what are the chief differences between the House and Senate versions of this bill, and what might the sticking points be?
Well, the good news is there are not significant differences between the two versions of the bill, so the number of sticking points is small. There's a couple of sticking points, however. One is the authority given to school superintendents versus the Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education when trying to turn around the state's worst-performing schools. So the House and the Senate Conference Committee will need to sort out that. And then there are also some differences with regard to those turnaround schools on the authority to terminate teachers who are underperforming, as well as to deal with some collective bargaining rights.
Are you facing teachers' union pressure over the termination of teachers' provisions in this package?
Well, certainly the teachers' unions have a point of view on the rights that teachers ought to have if their employment's going to be terminated. And they were very vocal throughout the legislative process, which I think is a good thing. And I think we're in near agreement now with the unions.
How so?
Well, we've changed the standard for termination from something known as just cause to good cause, and then teachers who are terminated will have arbitration rights, but it will be on an expedited basis. So I think that's where the final version of the bill will end up.
So will it be harder for superintendents to terminate teachers they don't want in their schools, underperforming teachers under the package that's likely to get to the governor's desk?
No, we're actually making it easier for superintendents to terminate teachers in these 55 or so underperforming schools. The theory being we're going to have state intervention in a small number of schools, and it's going to be a very disruptive change. If we're ever going to change the culture and turn the schools around, we need to take extraordinary action. But it's in a small number of schools, and in the vast majority of schools across the Commonwealth, the standard rules will apply.
Just so our listeners understand, is this package aimed at improving schools across the board in Massachusetts, or is it largely aimed at helping schools in districts where school systems are struggling and students are not doing well on the standardized tests?
The bill is targeted towards closing the achievement gap, and the achievement gap occurs in certain places with certain students. So this is not widespread change, because we don't need widespread change. We have some extraordinarily good schools, and our test results show that our students are highly successful even on a global basis. So what we're doing is trying to address the problems that persist across the state, and that's with achievement gaps. So the bill is very targeted towards trying to close the achievement gaps, which is why we're focusing on the worst performing schools so that we can try to bring them up and allow the children who go to school there to meet their full potential.
Under this plan, will there be new charter schools popping up around the state?
There will be new Commonwealth charter schools around the state in the districts where the achievement gap is most significant. Since the bill is focused on the achievement gap, we are expanding the number of Commonwealth charter schools that are permitted under state law in those communities that are struggling academically, because we think that those who run successful charter schools will be able to help us close the achievement gap.
Is this all about money? The debate on education reform, this debate, came against the backdrop of a federal deadline later this month under which the state needed to lift the cap on charter schools in order to qualify for about $250 million in federal education stimulus money. Is it all about the money? Would this bill have passed in fairly quick order without such a big, juicy money carrot?
This is not all about money. It's actually about education policy. The federal grant program that you're referring to may have changed the timetable for the legislation, but certainly we need to close the achievement gap, whether there's a federal grant program or not.
The governor says he needs the compromise bill, the House and Senate compromise bill, by next Thursday in order to meet the federal money deadline. Will he get it?
Yes. I have no concern about meeting that deadline. His deadline of January 14th is the legislature's deadline. And because there are not significant differences between the House and the Senate versions of the bill, I'm quite confident the bill will be done on time. There's very little risk that there will be any delay here.
State Representative Marty Walls, who co-chairs the Joint Committee on Education, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.